Blog Talk Radio.
Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say it. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey, I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. In the Lord till I die, I will trust in the Lord. Hey, I'm gonna try. Keep on trusting in the Lord. I will trust. Oh yes, I will. Oh yes, I will. Oh yes, I will. I'll trust in the Lord. Till I
it's about to go down. Come on, get on your feet. Here we go, y'all.
I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do. I need you more and more.
Come on.
I'm not afraid to
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we give God the glory and the praise on tonight? Holy, holy is his name. We just thank God. We just thank God because God is so holy. God is so merciful. God is so awesome. God is so wonderful. God is so magnificent. He is all that and he's so much more. We just thank God for you all being with us on tonight, this Thursday night, this night that we are blessed to see once again, to be amongst the living. We're thanking God that he blessed us. He woke us up this morning. He brought us thus far at this 8 o'clock hour. We're just giving God the glory on tonight. We're just thanking him, and thanking him some more for all that he's done, doing, and going to do in our lives. I thank God tonight because, you know, I'm going to take the limits off of him, and I'm just going to let him do what he does. And I just thank God. I just thank him. I have high expectations that God is going to do something so powerful and so mighty, and God is going to perform the miracles that he said he will do. And I just thank God for him. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for all that he's done. And on tonight, we just thank God for you being here. You could have been anywhere else, but tonight you've chose to be here on this blog so that you can get a word from God and that you can praise him and so that you can worship on tonight. That's what we want to do tonight. We want to just worship him and praise him because he's worthy. He's so, so worthy of all the praise. So tonight, we just want to give him honor. And we just want to testify of his goodness. Testify, and let's brag on him tonight. Let's brag on God tonight because he's worth it. Excuse me. And we can brag about so many other things, but let's brag on God tonight. Let's brag on Jesus and how good he is. And what I'll do is right now, if you have a testimony or a praise report, anything that you want to just thank God for, I'll just press 1 on your line, and I will open up your lines. Even if you just want to tell him thank you, even if you just want to say, Lord, I love you, anything. Doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It can just be a simple, I love the Lord. He woke me up this morning. That's a testimony within itself because there's so many that didn't make it. So if you press 1, I will recognize you and I'll open up your line just to give you the opportunity to just tell of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. If you press 1, I'll open your lines and let you give your testimony or your praise report. 4692, your line is open.
Hello. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God for his many blessings. And I want to thank him for his goodness, grace, and mercy. For it's truly sufficient for me and my family. We have been so blessed. Just for today as an example, we went to go get our booster shots at the medical center. And something happened this month that I got some money, and I was able to pay my bills, but my son didn't get his money this month. So the money that I did get was just enough to pay for the bills, pay for the rent, pay for everything that we needed. The refrigerator is packed, the cabinets are packed, and it's all due to God alone. It's not by my might, but his might. God is taking good care of me and all 9 of my children and 10 of my grandchildren, and I'm at peace because God called it to be so. I just want to praise God for being a God of beyond my understanding. I just want to thank God for being God and being God alone. That's my
testimony. Amen. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'll tell you, won't he do it? He will do it. He will fill up the cabinets. He'll give you that extra money that you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be on E in your car, and you can turn around and look again, and it'll be on half, because that's what God can do. I tell you, he's a mighty, mighty good God. My testimony on today is that he woke me up. He got me, he gave me permission to leave my home. He gave me the strength and the means to get to my shop, to do what I had to do to work, to get back home safely. My testimony is I've spoken to my husband and know that he's just fine and he's on the line, even though he's out of the country. I spoke to both of our children on today, and I know that they are well. So I just thank God I didn't get any bad news on today. That's my testimony. I got no bad news today. I didn't hear anybody say, or auntie or cousin or friend, can you please come and bail me out of jail? I didn't have any reports of we're getting ready to rush so-and-so-and-so to the hospital. None of those reports today. So I just thank God for a great day, a blessed day, just a wonderful and awesome day in him. If anyone else has a testimony, please press 1, and I will recognize you and open up your line. If not, I'm going to get into what God is saying tonight and Jesus calling, and then we're going to allow Pastor Flint to come in and do what he does, thus says the Lord. All right. God, Jesus calling tonight is in order to hear my voice. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care and trust to me everything that concerns you. This clears the way for you to seek my face unhindered. Let me free you from fear that is hiding deep inside you. Sit quietly in my presence. Allow my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness lodged in within you. Hallelujah. Accept each day just as it comes to you, remembering that I am sovereign over your life. Rejoice in this day that I have made, trusting that I am abundantly present in it. Instead of regretting or resenting the ways things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and rest in my sovereignty. Glory to God. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from 1 Peter 5:6-7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Psalms 118:24, we all know what this one is. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God is telling us today, telling us tonight, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give thanks in all things. This is what God wants for us to just give thanks in all things. Hallelujah. We just thank God for that word. Hallelujah. If it didn't do anything for you, it sure did something for me. I thank God for that word right there. So we won't delay any time. Pastor Flint, coming to us all the way from the country of Africa. We are so grateful and so thankful that he's here with us tonight, because God is just giving him the strength to, you know, stay up. We all know that that's a long, the hours are way longer than, 8:30. So, Pastor Flint, we thank God for you tonight. We thank God for your strength. We ask God to continue to cover you and keep you covered from the top of your head to the sole of your feet there in Sierra Leone. God, we thank him right now for just keeping him protected from all things, from all evil that may try to even attach itself to him. God, we thank you that each and every deal that he's trying to close will close, and will close very soon. And we just thank God for good health, good wealth, and everything. In Jesus' name we pray, and so it is. Pastor Flint, your line is open.
Praise God. We thank God today, for this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We praise God for life, health, and strength. We thank him for the love, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank God for just she said, clear your head, every doubt, every negative thought, every negative word, all this anxiety. He said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And he's going to remove the anxiety and move the negative and just begin to trust him, begin to rely on God. And the Father, we thank you right now, God, as we decrease and that you increase, God, that your Holy Spirit has complete control of this service, Father. All of you and none of us, God, that we receive what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. As you have said, God, and we will reiterate it, that the he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, to his body, to his bride. Father, we begin to thank you in advance for it. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, God, for allowing us to enter into your presence, God, and your courts with praise, God. And so, God, we apologize, God, for Anytime we've neglected to give you honor and glory and praise and testimonies to brag on and boast about how awesome you are. Father, we can talk about our new car. We can talk about our new shoes, our new bag, our new outfit. We can talk about our children, God, and their accomplishments. But, God, sometimes we just get silent when it's time to boast about the goodness of you, God. And sometimes I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. God, we thank you for saving us tonight, God. We thank you for keeping us tonight, God. I received a text from my mother I guess about an hour and a half ago, I saw it. And it read, son, be safe. And God keep you. May God keep you and keep you safe, keep you from harm's way. And she said, we had a cousin that just committed suicide. They got an argument with his brother, and went and got a gun and started shooting. She said, she think the mom may have got hit. I got this text I just read. And the mom may have hit, then the police found him dead in his living room floor or something like that. But long story short, that wasn't you tonight. That wasn't your child tonight, or your son, or your daughter. You weren't the mother that. That's enough to say, God, thank you. I was reading yesterday. Well, a young man in Atlanta was driving crazy on Highway 85. Him and his friend was racing. Lost control of the car, hit two cars. One lady was working, her car was broke down on the side of the road, it hit her. And after 30 feet, she got the car to wait on somebody to come help her, and they hit her. Another 30 feet off the embankment, she in the hospital. She laying on the ground. Good thing she laying on the grass and not concrete. She'd have been dead 30 feet from the impact. So she's in serious condition. But that's not you. And we want to stay silent, man. Why do we choose to continue to stay silent when Satan and his people, they are quick to make the noise. Man, they glorify Satan. They make their noise. The witnesses come knock on your door. The Mormons come knock on your door to door. They evangelizing. They doing all these things. And here we are. Here we are. You got the answer. I got a t-shirt right now that say God still reigns. I'm going to say the scripture. Psalm 97:1. The scripture on the shirt I got on. It said, God still reigns. God still reigns George? Still reigns in our heart. He still reigns in this world. He still reigns. It's still his world. It's still him. That's in the beginning. In the beginning, let us. It's still God. I said, what are you being, Satan? I'm going to and fro. He's got the answer to your God. God still reigns. I don't know if you don't put a little G on that or whatever, but no, man, he said, I'm the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. I'm the King of Kings. I'm the Lord of Lords. For me, there was no other God, and now can there be no other God. I'm God. And I share my glory with no other. So give him his glory. I'm God, I'm a jealous God. Okay, God, we don't want you jealous because us, God. We give you the glory and the honor that's due you. Imagine how many want to give a testimony. One person testified to the goodness of the Lord. I mean, I don't know the numbers on here, but I mean, you could just say, Lord, thank you. You woke me up this morning. And for this, I say thank you. Let me tell you something. Fact, let me go to the word. Father, I decrease, you increase, God. The Holy Spirit, take complete control. Your will be done. Psalm 91. I'm not going to be long enough. I'm going to share something with you in a minute. Psalm 91 reads in the first verse, says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. He's saying, man, I'm going to give you rest.
In Isaiah, you find out that there's no peace for the wicked. They don't get rest. But if you live in the shelter of the Most High, then you will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. It says, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. I mean, there's been some deadly diseases, and there have been some traps set against the body of Christ and the people of God in general. I mean, even with this corona and this Delta variant, and all you turn around is something new, some other strand mutated. But he said he will protect you from the deadly disease. How will he do it? In verse 4, it says he will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. So now what you got to realize, you got to go back in your Bible or your concordance and say, what is his faithful promises? And then you need to start jotting them down, and you need to know his promises. Why? Because you can speak them back to him. See, one thing about God and praying is that you got to pray his word back to him. You know, they say, well, you might ask because you ask amiss, because you're not asking according to his word. And how do I ask according to his word unless I know his word? So now you got to get on your concordance and get to learn his word, knowing his promise. What is God's promises? He said, do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, see, I would have paused right now, and if I was you, I would just say, Lord, you're my refuge. Heavenly Father, you're my shelter. It says, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. See, this scripture here, guess what? Satan know the word so good, he even used this to try to tempt Jesus. This same verse right here. They will hold you up their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. And guess what Jesus said? I ain't supposed to tempt the Lord, not God. So you got to know the word to combat the word. I would say, humble yourself before the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee. But how can I resist him if I don't use the word that has been given to me as the sword to fight, to combat the wiles of the devil? You got a shield to quench the fiery darts, but I got to combat this devil. It said, you will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. So the Lord said, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. All right, I'm going ahead now. I mean, it's funny because this one has just been a moment. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my rock. He's my refuge. He's my rampart. He's my buckler. He's my shield. And I can trust him. I can have confidence in that alone. So I say this to say, you never know the time nor the hour. Watch this. 2 hours ago, a young lady, same hotel where I'm at right now. She, this hotel is a restaurant. She demands at a restaurant. But for the hotel where I am, she's the owner of the security company. She walks out with her colleague out of the hotel, gets to the road. She was like two or three steps in front of her colleague. A guy speeding hits her, drags her, and keeps going. They don't think she's making it. Everybody said she was gone. This just happened. My business associate was right there by the road, right next to when it happened. All shook up. The person that was walking with her was her friend, and they were walking together, and she just was two steps behind. It would have been both of them getting hit. She had a leg was all open, gushing, everything, and her forehead, the stuff was oozing out. Listen. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord. Come on, you got to say, Lord, I thank you for keeping me. Tonight, everybody should have been saying, Lord, I thank you. Keeping me, Lord God. Keeping my mind. Someone said, woke up early with my mind, stayed on Jesus. Woke up early with my mind, stayed on the Lord. Woke up early with my mind. How did you wake up this morning? Because you didn't wake yourself up. Your alarm clock, you can give it all the credit you want to, but it still go to all the glory belongs to you, oh Lord. And Lord, for waking me up with fresh blood running warm through my veins. Lord, for waking me up with the activity of my limbs. Lord, for waking me up with my joints being in place. Lord, for waking me up, God, clothed and dressed in my right mind, a mind to serve you, a mind to praise you, a mind to worship you, a mind to give you the glory that is due you. Well, I can say I woke up early with my mind stayed on Jesus, a mind to say, okay, put on the full armor before you go out this door. Put on the full armor before your feet touch the ground. So I begin to say, Lord, I put on the helmet of salvation and protect my mind, my will, my intellect. Lord, I put on the breastplate of righteousness so that righteousness dwells within me and I am established in righteousness. Lord, I gird about my loins with the spirit of truth so that the spirit of truth dwells within me and I'm a reproduction organ of your truth. Lord, I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace that for every step I take there will be peace and whoever follow my footsteps shall obtain peace. Lord, I take up the sword of the Spirit to combat all the wiles of the devil. I told you, got that sword to combat all the wiles of the devil. And the shield of faith to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, that no weapon of any kind formed against me shall prosper. And every word spoken against me in judgment, Father, you said, I shall condemn. And then I began to go from there. But I woke up, Lord, with a sound mind, a mind to seek you early where you may be found, a mind to praise you. That's what I'm telling you about. A mind that, hey, listen. Let's look at how the psalmist began to just praise God. We did Psalm 91. Let's look at another psalm. Let's figure out how do we need to just begin to praise God? Let's see if Psalm 92 say something to him. Psalm 93, it's just five verses. The Lord is king. He is robed in majesty. Indeed, the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The world stands firm and cannot be shaken. Your throne, O Lord, has stood from time immemorial. You yourself are from the everlasting past. The floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The floods have lifted their pounding waves, but mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore, the Lord above is mightier than these. Your royal laws cannot be changed. You reign, O Lord. I told you my church that God still reigns. You reign, O Lord, is holy forever and ever. Begin to tell God, man, something simple like that. It's simple stuff. Simple. Let's get another one. This goes something we all know. One we all know, huh? Come on, let's go. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? This psalm, and most of these psalms are songs that you hear from gospel singers, contemporary, whatever you want to hear. They just took the psalms and just, you know, God giving them inspiration to write, rewrite the psalms and put another twist on it. But, you know, we sing this in church. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? I'm in the New Living Translation, if you're trying to follow me. And he said, the Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? Then second verse said, when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart would not be afraid. Said, don't be, no, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. He said, even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. Take me away, God, to your glory, to your hiding place, Lord. It's in your glory. It's in your glory. It's in your glory. Your hiding place is in your glory, God. It's in your glory. Hallelujah. To that hiding place where I can be comforted and wrapped in his arms and secure like a blanket. I'm telling you, get in his glory. Spend some time with him. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. Back then, it was a flesh thing. The enemies could have been different countries. Could have been, you know, the Jebusite and all the other things that Joshua did with Jericho and all these different sites that they had to have war with. But now I'm telling you, your enemies are the fruits of the flesh. And we know what those are in Galatians. You can look those up, Galatians 5, Galatians 6, and go through them. The fruits of the flesh are these, you know, lasciviousness and adultery and fornication and jealousy and envy and murder and stealing and lying and all these different things. Those are the enemies, spirit of perversion, spirit of rage, spirit of anger, spirit of poverty. The list goes on and on. Then he said, at his sanctuary, listen, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. If you can't do it now, how are you going to do it? If you can't just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify your name. Without being coached, without being pushed, without somebody, but if it's not just naturally flowing and bubbling inside of you, what you going to do when you get there? You're going to be a one boring, bored individual for eternity. You might well practice now. You might well practice saying, Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're holy. As we lift you up and magnify your name. For your word says, the Son of Man be lifted up. He will draw all men unto him. So if as we lift you up, and magnify your name. As we lift you up and glorify your name. As we lift you up and honor your name. Tell him, Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're holy. Then he said, at his sanctuary, I'll offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. And he said, isn't he boasted? Watch what I tell you, boasted in the 7th verse. He said, hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. He telling God, he said, man, hear me. I'm here, Lord. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord. I'm no longer standing in this prayer. I'm praying. Hear me, O Lord. Be attentive to the cry. Some people don't say, hear my cry, O Lord. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry out unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I'm telling you, this is, get it, it's simple. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. What is your heart responding to? What is your heart hearing from God right now? He said, my heart hurting. My heart, this wicked thing inside of me. But I said, God, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me so my heart can hear. He said, my heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. And it gets close, even though my father and my mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close. Well, hold me close, Lord. Hold me close. Don't let me go. And when he gets to that point, guess what he tell God? I don't know how to do this thing, God. I can't walk without you. I can't live without you. I can't breathe without you. I can't talk without you. I'm a living mess without you. I'm a wreck without you. So tell me, what can I do when I can't live without you? You got to recognize, I can't live. You're my lifeline. I can't live without you. Without fresh blood running warm through my veins, without your breath flowing through my nostrils, Lord, I can't live without you. So get what it says. So tell me, what should I do? Verse 9, teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath they threaten me with violence, and I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness. While I'm here in the land of the living, we're supposed to say, wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, you're holy, and we lift you up and magnify your name. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We praise your name. You're holy, you're righteous, you're magnificent, and wonderful name. Oh, God, you're worthy, 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 worthy. God, honor and the glory and the praise. It's one more scripture. Let me get to it. Lord, you're holy. Lord, you're worthy. For this we give you praise. Somebody got to get some bad news to their family and tell them this is what happened tonight out here in Sierra Leone. Your brother there, he shook up. I mean, it was, and you know, where I'm at on the beach is a strip, and it, you know, it was loud, you know, the music loud and everything else, but after that happened, it just got silent. Everybody cut the music off. I think they shut down all the venues, whatever they were doing. But here we go. Look at David. The Psalm of David. Have mercy on me, O God. Because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sins. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It haunts me day and night. Against you and you alone have I sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say. And your judgment against me is just. I just want to let you know that it's all right to have a past. I want you to know it's all right to know that you mess up. It's all right to recognize that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's all right to have some problems. It's all right to have illnesses and aches in your body. It's all right to come short. It's all right to say I have disappointed God. It's okay. And I say this because if you don't have these things, then what do you have to stand on? Where is your testimony to stand on? And it's all right to not have to go through these things. So your testimony said, God has kept me. See, it's so many different things that you can just brag on God about. Let's go back to the first verse. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love, because of your great compassion. So God is an unfailing, loving God. He's a God with great compassion. He's the blot out of, he can blot out the stain of your sins. He said, blot out the stain of my sins and wash me. He can, not only can he blot it out, you know, they got these little washing sticks and with the oxidine on it. When you got, say, blood stains or drink on your clothes, you put the stick on it. You blot it out and you wash it. You say, blot out these stains. You get there, you blot out the stain. Then you let God wash it. Then you wash it. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my rebellion. It hunts me day and night against you, and you alone have I sinned. Y'all have done what is evil in your sight. You'll be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner. Okay, we understand that. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me, but you desire honesty from the womb. Teaching me wisdom even there. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. So I'm trying to say, do it again, Lord. Do it again, do it again, do it again. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. See, when I was telling you, it's all right. If you have not been broken by God, if you have not been broken by God, how can you testify to the goodness of Jesus? How can you testify? I've been broken by God. I was this, but now I'm that. I was in this situation, but now I'm in this situation. And then the reason why the common denominator is God. People said, I've been broken. Look at a woman who's had several abortions. And then this one time, she wanted to keep the child. But then she got to go through these things. She got, and she's constantly reminded of the transgression. And then God said, let me heal you from that. Because I've been broken, and I gave it to God. In my brokenness, he rescued me, my darling, from the lion. In my brokenness. In my brokenness, in my transparency, in my standing, the state that I'm in, and then watch God say, I show up. I show out. All right, here we go. He said, restore to me the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to rebels and they will return to you. See, I was rebellious and I made people rebellious. So I was deceived and in turn I deceived others. But when I came into the knowledge of the truth, those same ones that I deceived, I made it my business to share the truth with them. How many of you, only can say I was in the world with some folks before I gave my heart to Christ, and we did all the things we were big and bad enough to do. But now that I'm walking with Christ, where are you and where are they? Something to think about, right? How often do you tell them that the Lord is their light and their salvation, and they don't have to walk in fear? How often do you tell them that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty? How often do you tell them that the Lord is your shepherd? You shall not want. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's Jehovah Rapha, your healer. And forgive your iniquities. He's Jehovah Nisi, your banner, your victory. He's El Shalom, El Shaddai. He's all these different characters and facets. But most of all, he's for you. Father, we give you, oh my God, glory and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. For bringing about a change in our lives, God. It's something on the inside, working on the outside, bringing about a change in me. Thank you for God for the change. Your son. Jesus' name we pray. Say amen. Amen. I turn it back over to the Evangelist Flint for the main facilitation.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word we heard tonight. I hope you were blessed by that word from God, and we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for his son in that delivery. If anyone has anyone that anything that they want to add to, take away from, this is your chance now. This is when we can all come together and just share on how they feel about the word or anything, a praise report, testimony, if you were not able to testify or to give your praise report before the word, then this is your chance now to do so. So just press 1, and I will open your line for you. Press 1, and I'll open your line for you. If not, Pastor Flint. Oh, hold on. 1436, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Pastor Jordan, Evangelist Flint. I have had a lot of brokenness in my life also, and I thank God for bringing me through it, because when God get a hold of your brokenness and your sadness and the things that you have been going through that you didn't want to let go, and you develop his holiness, you are free from all that brokenness. A lot of people don't know brokenness is like it can be you've been mistreated, you've been talked about, you can be molested. Brokenness, if a light goes a long way. Some of my brokenness was I was addicted to going to the clubs with my friends. And so one day my husband said, one day you're going to come home, we're going to be gone. And I prayed to God to get me out of that situation. God, I don't need to go going no clubs no more. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help me. And that's what he did. And I gave my life to him. Because even when I was sick, even when I had the counsel, I don't claim counsel no more. I'm ready to go on the counsel medication, but I don't claim counsel. Because God still allowed me to do the things that I asked him to do. And I know it's not about me, it's about him. So we can be ashamed of our brokenness, but we'll be more happy if God gives us his holiness. And I thank you all in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Praise God for that word. Pastor Flint, do you have any last words that you would like to say on tonight? If so, your line is open.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me just finish up where we was at then. Who's in? Psalm 51. They purify me from my sins, and I will be cleansed. And it was like, okay. And so, God, don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. See what I'm saying tonight? Look, create in me a clean heart. Renew a loyal spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence. And don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Look at David. He knew about the Holy Spirit then. And they were saying, hey, Jesus said, I'm sending you the Comforter. But David said, I don't care what you're sending them. I'm telling you now, don't take it away from me. In verse 12, said, restore me to the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Then I'll teach your ways to rebels and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God, who saves. So we got to get to the point where God can restore the joy of his salvation so we can witness freely. We'll freely witness. We can freely do the things that he called us to do. See, now you're witnessing is bound. But when you are released, when you're free to worship, free to praise, and you understand that in him there's liberty, and there's liberty, there's freedom, and there's peace, and there's the calm where I can just serve you, I can praise you. And they say, listen, calm, let's make calm. Let us reason together. Forgive me, shed in blood, O God, who says, then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. And seal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. So guess what? I don't know what's going on tonight. Well, events for that, for those who give testimonies and praise reports, you could have just said, like I said, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. But ask him to unseal your lips so you can praise him. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. And they go bold, man. You don't desire sacrifice, so I will offer one. You do not want to burn offering. The sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. I told you, it's okay to be broken. It's okay to realize what you've done. It's okay to say, hey, man, I have not been a good person always.
I've had my faults. I have my shortcomings. I was in sin. I enjoyed sin. I enjoyed the pleasure that sin brought me, and I carried on in such a manner. But God, Father, just continue to keep us with that. God, give God, first of all, unlock our lips so we can praise you, unlock our minds so we'll know who we are, whose we are, God, and give us that ear so that the Spirit of the Lord can hear. We can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, God. We can hearken to the voice of God, not only hear it, but hear and obey. We give you honor, glory, and praise again, again, and again, in your Son Jesus Christ's name. And we celebrate, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is.
So it is. We're going to end on that prayer tonight, and we just thank God for each and every one of you that's joined us on tonight. Thank God that you are going to be blessed in a mighty way. We thank God that he's doing great things. He's going to continue to do great things. We just need to expect it, take the limits off, and just know and walk in your favor, walk in your blessings, walk in your miracles. Just know that you are victorious and walk in your victory. We thank God, hallelujah, that you are victorious. You are successful. You are healed. You are powerful. You are magnificent. Hallelujah. You are a miracle. And I thank God, I thank God, I thank God that we are able to speak. If you can speak tonight, you should be able to speak these things over your life. If you can talk, hallelujah, and if you can hear my voice, hallelujah, then take this and know that you can speak over your life. Encourage yourself. Don't wait on anybody else. You do it yourself. So say these things. I am healed. I am blessed. I am a miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. I am victorious. I am successful. I am great. I am loved. Glory to God. I am safe in your arms. I am covered by your blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord God. You are these things. I am a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am protected. Hallelujah. Death will not have my name on it because I am. Hallelujah. I am, I am, I am. And then know whose you are. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. When you walk out your house, ask for permission to walk out of your house. And then when you get in your car, put on the full armor, knowing, hallelujah, that you are protected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. COVID has no way that it's going to touch you because you are covered by the blood of Jesus. You are covered. And just continue to say these things. My children are saved. My husband is saved. My wife is saved. My loved ones are saved. Thank you, Lord. And delivered and set free. Walk in it. Just walk in your victory. Walk in your victory. Get bold. I am a millionaire. I am a billionaire. Get bold about it. What are you? I hope that blessed someone tonight. I'm going to end on tonight. I said I was going to end on his prayer. I just went in a whole different direction, but I thank God. Hallelujah. Hopefully you are blessed by it. We ask that you come back on next Thursday and invite somebody to come on and receive a blessing. Hallelujah. Who knows what someone else needs? And maybe this invitation is just what they need. So invite someone to come on next Thursday and let's share. Let's not just keep this to ourselves. Let's share the goodness of Jesus. Let's worship together. Well, this week I challenge you to just continue to read Psalms 91, continue to put on the full armor, continue to cover your homes, cover your bodies, cover your loved ones, your vehicles, everything. Cover it. Want to stay covered. Hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, for all these things. So just walk in your victory. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Please join us again on next Thursday. Don't forget to invite somebody, not just somebody, a lot of somebodies. Invite some people. Hallelujah. We want this word to just be, to spread and to be shared. In Jesus' name, have an awesome, awesome, awesome week.